This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Kate Delaney, the Senate voting 63-37 to discharge a resolution that would end support for Saudi Arabia's military campaign in Yemen. One of the things we'll talk about with Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News, who's in our virtual green room as we kick off America Tonight. Ellen, that is pretty big, isn't it?
It's huge, absolutely. What can I say? I mean, it's hard to believe. What's going on right now?
It is hard to believe. And we could say that we could just pre-record that conversation, and we could say that every single day. You and I have known each other probably for 6 or 7 years, at least, I want to say, by now. And I remember when we first met, and I remember
I think it's
you,
more like 10 almost.
It might be 10. And I remember you talking about, you know, what's happening in D.C., and there's always something happening, but not like this. You've covered it longer than me.
And you just keep going.
you just keep going. I like that. You just keep going. All right. So how about this? And I was dying to talk to you about this because I'm actually doing a speech where I'm talking about Bitcoin. Ohio becoming the first state to allow payments using Bitcoin. What kind of payments?
You're going to die when you see this, because the person that is allowing these payments by Bitcoin happens to be my cousin by marriage. He's the Ohio State Treasurer, and he ran against Sherrod Brown. I was not in favor of him, I hate to say it, because he basically lied to me. But he did allow Ohio to accept Bitcoin, and I think that's actually a good thing.
I think it's a good thing, too. So Josh Mandel is your
Josh
cousin.
Josh Mandel is my cousin by marriage.
Wow. You are we're not related, right? Because you're related to everyone, I swear. You have so many cousins. It's crazy. It is. It's great. I love it, though. I do. How about this? There was a big story from the Daily Beast. You even sent me a link to it, and I read it, too, about Ivanka saying her emails aren't like Hillary's. How's that?
Well, there's what she's saying and what Donald Trump is saying is she didn't discard her emails, and she did not have them in her home. She didn't have a server in her home. Well, that's true. However, she still used her private email to write notes to people, and that's not okay.
No, that's not okay. The next person that comes in or whatever happens down the line, can't they just hand them a packet? Here's a thing that you just don't absolutely do.
Well, that's what they should do, clearly, and clearly people should not use their private email server. This is not rocket science.
No, that's what I mean. And we already saw this happen, so it doesn't, I don't know, it just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. How about this other one? This is a big, loaded one. The president saying that he would be willing to shut down part of the government if Congress doesn't approve the wall deal?
Well, basically he wants $5 billion, that's the B, dollars for the wall. And basically also, they have approved 5 of the 12 spending packages. So you've got 7 packages left. And he said he could shut down the government by not signing any appropriations that are made in the next few days. And the government shutdown, if it occurs, would have started to occur on December 7th.
Wow. Crazy. All right, so we'll keep an eye on that. And then, of course, the G20. And what's the word from the G20?
Well, the president is going off to the G20 today, which is basically Thursday. It is happening in Argentina. Yeah, I guess Argentina.
Yeah, Argentina.
He is expected to meet perhaps with Vladimir Putin, but he's going to decide on that. He's definitely meeting with President Xi from China, and you know, they're very upset about the stealing of intellectual property. Listen, I am not a Trumper. I didn't vote for him. But I have to tell you, a stop clock is right twice a day, and he's right about this.
Yep, absolutely. I agree, too. How about this one, too? This is interesting about Nancy Pelosi. David Bowie wrote a song called Rebel, Rebel, and there's a dozen Democratic rebels that want to amass the votes needed for the full House vote for her to become the Speaker. That doesn't happen until January 3rd, but she got the first steps of it. Is it going to be hard for her to get the second?
Well, she did get the first step. It's absolutely true. What's fascinating is that apparently she needs 218 votes, but she's going to have to get some from Republicans because 203 votes is what she got this time. She ran unopposed, but the 32 people opposed her and 3 people turned in blank ballots.
Wow. Do you think that they're just tired of Pelosi be changing of the guard, or what do you think that's about?
Well, she's no spring chicken, and that's part of the problem. They're tired of her, but she's 78 years old. You know, it is time for us old bats to get out of things. And by the way, speaking of old bats, don't forget that it is still possible, even though Giving Tuesday was yesterday or 2 days ago, that basically you can give a goat for the old goats. We're the only animal group that gives people a photograph of their animal and the recipient. You get a certificate right away. The photograph takes a little while. And also we give beautiful Swarovski crystal hearts, which you can buy on our website. That's goats, plural, for the old goat.com. I'm the old goat. Goats, plural, for the old goat.com. I started for my 60th birthday.
I love
it. And I officially became an old goat.
Ellen Ratner, always fun to have you on. Thank you so much. Go get a goat, everybody. Thanks. Awesome. Always interesting to talk to Ellen, and she certainly adds the color into what's going on in D.C. And it's true. A decade or so ago when we met, I can remember her telling me, yeah, you know, I've been doing this, traipsing around for however long, and I can see this wrapping up, and of course there's always something going on, so there is no wrapping up, let's put it that way. How about this? Stormy Daniels, the ex-porn star, or current porn star, was actually talking about Michael Avenatti, and Avenatti is not going to be charged with a felony in that domestic case. There's a woman that claimed that she suffered a little bit of abuse at his hands. So now what's interesting is Stormy Daniels is saying that Avenatti filed the suit against Trump against her wishes. So she's saying, look, that's not even what I wanted to do. So the bad news for Michael Avenatti just keeps on coming in. He's that Cali attorney who got a lot of face time because he went after the president with his client, Stormy Daniels. But now she's saying that wasn't what she wanted, and he started raising money in a crowdfunding campaign without her permission. So she made those accusations today, saying that the defamation suit filed against Trump was one of several that were done this year that she didn't want happening. That wasn't what she wanted. And she said, Michael's been a great advocate in many ways for me. I'm tremendously grateful for him aggressively representing me in my fight to regain my voice. But in other ways, he's treated me with respect and deference an attorney should show a client. How about that? Then she aired her grievances, you know, just publicly, and said she hadn't decided what she was going to do about her legal representation moving forward. Wow. So Michael Avenatti getting kicked to the curb. Coming up next, odds and ends, what's popping across the planet that you and I are talking about here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Named Samuel Little, who says that he is a big-time killer and that he killed 90 people. 90 people. He looks you right in the eye and says, yes, it's true. Since 1972, the case of a woman with no name has really haunted the prosecutors and investigators in Prince George County, which is a county in Maryland. And a 78-year-old prisoner in Texas has all of a sudden started confessing to dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of killings committed between 1970 and 2005. Samuel Little, his name is. He described 90 killings he says he committed. And one of them, and this is how this has become a much bigger snowballing story, I suppose, when I talk about what's the buzz in your backyard and mine, because it stretches from coast to coast. And he's saying that he did these 90 killings and describing them. And one of them matched the description of this Jane Doe that was found 46 years ago in a place called Laurel, Maryland. So detectives from Maryland traveled to Texas for an interview with him. And they hoped that one of the most prolific serial killers in U.S. history would help them learn the name of this unidentified homicide victim. Now, what's interesting is they were lined up like 747s at LaGuardia, meaning the people that were lined up, the agencies, to talk to Samuel Little. Because there was an FBI agent who works for the cold case squad. They were there. And there was another team of investigators that were there. So, I don't know. How does he know details? And all this time has passed. How much do you believe? Do you think he really killed 90 people? 90 people. So, the Maryland cops believe he's telling the truth, at least in the case of their Jane Doe, and they think there's just too many details. They can't imagine he's not a liar, that he's not exaggerating, that people didn't tell him other stories, whatever it might be. So the case is now closed. That case is closed. He's serving 3 life sentences. He'll die in custody. So they're not going to charge him in this Maryland death, but they could decide to do it. And how they're describing him is ice. He looks you straight in the eye, and he's just a monster. That's it, period. They did a 2-hour interview with him, these investigators from Prince George County, and they said they were 100% confident that they closed that case. That's it. Now, the reason he has those back-to-back life sentences is for beating, strangling, and killing 3 women. Now it's exploded to 90. I mean, he's obviously not well. He's obviously a sick killer, and he's behind bars for that. But it's one thing to say, I don't know, you killed serial means serial, a lot. But 90 women? And he talked about details of the states he had been to, the women he killed. And they say, the FBI says that they have confirmed 34 of the 90. 34 of the 90. And supposedly he has a photographic memory, and that's part of the reason why they've been able to nail down some of these details. Wow. I mean, just crazy. Obviously crazy. And even in this case of the Maryland people going to visit the investigators, they say that the detective said, you know, he nailed that the woman was in her 20s, 5'2" to 5'6", dirty blonde hair to reddish hair, that kind of stuff. And, that she said she was from Massachusetts, had a child, was celebrating a divorce from her husband, and, you know, went on to talk about a couple of other different details, different things that he remembered. But and you know what? If he's not completely exaggerating and they can somehow really time to 90 crimes, wow. I mean, that's obviously, the fact that no one could ever nail him, how elusive he was. That's what I wanted to know. How did you not mess up that until this whole DNA thing happened? How did you get away with that for so long? Because usually there's something, some clue, whatever it is, that's left behind. Hey, I'm going to give you a quick clue. Coming up, we're going to do the mailbag next, but to set the menu for you, don't forget, we've got Nail the Score in our final segment. I am so sure someone is going to nail the score this time around. I mean, at least this year. I don't know who it's going to be, but one of you, I know it, is going to nail the score. The problem is, who knows what that score is going to be? That's why you don't have to be deeped in your knowledge of football. You just have to make a guess. That's it. And pick a team, right? Because there's no way to have an even score, saying that an even score could win, because the scores are all over the map. Period. All right, raise your hand if you remember a game called Tetris. If you're a teenager, you don't remember Tetris, but it's retro, and meaning it's popular now, so you might be doing the Tetris thing, but playing Tetris Effect. I know my brother played Tetris, and I caught my mom one time playing Tetris, which was surprising. But, you know, it's that whole Game Boy thing, right? And do you remember trying to play whatever the Game Boy games were? And Tetris was one of the popular ones. So now this Tetris effect is got the sound and sight stuff that's supposed to be just amazing. And with PlayStation 4, you can manipulate the geometric shapes and it's soundtracked. And they say it's best experienced on this PlayStation VR. And it's amazing if you do it. It does, you know, there's nothing else that distracts you. You get into this. They say that it's actually addicting, so addicting. It's a Tetris syndrome, the Tetris effect. Because of the images falling around in the game, and it's trippy and kind of dreamy and all that sort of stuff. I don't know. I guess there could be the elements that they fuse together with the rhythm of the game that makes sense to me. That there's sort of these riffs from a piano and kind of percussion sounds, too. And then music speeding up and then falling off. It's almost like intentional, I guess. The Tetris effect. And that's what they call it, the Tetris effect. So it could be, I mean, the Tetris effect could be on any kind of games. But if you're doing a prolonged version, I guess it just swoops in and grabs you. They say it's so good it should be illegal. The clever way they use music and imagery to amplify what is kind of meditative. And it kind of brings the chaos back in. Now I'm curious. And as soon as I read that, I got curious. So I'm not a gamer. And then I thought, but I want to see this. I want to see what they're talking about. Because this doesn't sound familiar to me. So if it makes you kind of zone in on that, what does that mean? Right? I want to know. Definitely. Definitely. All right, let's dive around to one other quick thing. As I said, it's about the buzz in your backyard and my backyard. But how about this? The Border Patrol beefing up trainees. You know, what they're doing and what kind of environment they might be in, since the president has made a crackdown on illegal immigration and that policy is a priority of the administration, pushing for that 5,000 additional Border Patrol agents, 10,000 immigration and customs enforcement officers, thousands of troops to the southern border. But hundreds of miles away, guess who's being trained? The trainees of the Border Patrol in the flatlands of New Mexico. Ready to take on the mission because they're beefing up the ranks. Ooh, look.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's plea deal with the Russia probe may be broken, but he may have an ace in the hole when it comes to those federal charges. Signaling a pardon is still a possibility for Manafort. The president tells the New York Post it's not off the table. He says he hasn't discussed a pardon, but he did ask a lawyer during an interview, why would I take it off the table? That as word emerges that the president's lawyers have been talking with Manafort's attorneys all during the time that Manafort has been talking with special counsel under the terms of his plea agreement. Prosecutors this week said Manafort has lied to them and violated the deal. The president wrote to the Mueller team that he was never told about WikiLeaks and the DNC emails, or the meeting at Trump Tower with the Russian lawyer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, paper, and have fun.
Have you woken up from your tryptophan coma that you might have been in for the last 4 or 5 days? I don't know, how long does turkey stretch? I know some people that made so much turkey, they've made turkey soup and turkey chili. Ooh, turkey soup sounds good, doesn't it? Let's dive into that mailbag. This one is from Monica, and Monica says, "Hi, Kate Delaney. I was turned on to your show by my friend Jake in Austin, who's been listening to you, I think, the entire time that you've been on. It was our junior year in college when he was staying up late that he discovered you. And so now I've been turned on, and I'm a fan. I just wanted you to know that. And I heard you talk about Black Friday and how so many more people spent money online and in the stores on Black Friday. It's funny because I don't like giant crowds like that, so I stayed away from the sales and the deals and everything else, figuring that my patience just wouldn't hold out. How about you?" Yeah, I didn't do that, no. I understand why people do it in a way, because if the stores are clever, or even online, they're going to throw out these deals that you can only get then, so that's why people do it, right? But then, like they told me, we're shopping for some home appliance stuff, and they told me, "Oh, well, you know, they're just going to go back on sale again in a couple weeks." So You know, don't worry about it. Like, okay, so if you order these and this happens, well, don't freak out because, trust me, there's a wide berth of you being able to come and get stuff on sale again. So, there you go, the big revelation. Everybody wants a deal, a bargain, a sale, right? That's what it is. Here's the scoop. Some of the best sales, I guess, were like to the airlines. But, of course, you had to jump on immediately, so you'd have to know where you were traveling. But crazy the kind of deals you could get. Of course, you might be holding your luggage in your lap if you fly Spirit Air because they suck the spirit out of you. But you can get some incredible flights that I think are still up there. And by the way, there's this big trend because of the debit card transaction deal, I think, and digital wallets like Apple Pay and Google Pay, that's like cash, right? So people pay with that. They're talking about having a cashless society. So that would kind of go to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, maybe, depending on what happens with that, but certainly the digital wallet stuff. Because I'm wondering, half of the people listening to me right now, how many of you don't even carry money? And the reason I set this up is because I got this note from Christian who says, Kate, I realized today when I was fumbling around trying to get a soda from a machine that I don't really carry much money in my wallet, and I can't even remember if I have money in there or I don't have money in there. Does that happen to you? Do you think more people are just using plastic and that's it? I do, and that's what I'm saying. I think that a lot of restaurants, a lot of people think that we're going to see, you know, retailers go to, within 10 to 15 years, be more and more about just, you know, the wallets, the Apple Pay and the Google Pay and whoever knows what else is going to be there in the near future. So there was even this little graph I found that was in USA Today where they talked about the retail and the percentage of transactions in cash. So department stores, I don't think you're shocked, right? Only 12.5% of their transactions are in cash. And it goes all the way up the list. So fast food, a lot more cash there, but still 41.1%. So people are still using cards. Food, 24.6%. Mass merchant, 32.1%. And there's just places even that don't even have brick and mortar stores. So they're using other ways to pay for them. Like there's a place called Bonobos. It's a men's clothing chain, and it was an online retailer only. It opened its first brick-and-mortar store in 2011. It now has like 59 showrooms, but it's so people can try on suits or jackets or whatever and then have them shipped to their house. So cash is definitely losing its lure, let's put it that way. And more people are interested in other methods, so you're noticed timely, other methods of payment. But here's the thing. I mean, just still with vending machines, and I wonder, you can use cards, but there still is a comfortable factor about digging in and just pulling out a couple of dollars. Right? So I don't know. So I think it's interesting. Let's put it that way. How's that? I think it's really interesting. All right, we got another one here. This one is from The Mac. Kate, I say The Mac because I know that you have other people that have emailed you named Mackenzie or McKinsey or whatever their names are. And I don't want to be confused with them, so just call me The Mac. The Mac wants to let you know that I've listened to you driving around the country. You're on a lot of radio stations that you're probably not even aware of how their signals are or how people are getting you. But rest assured, I was able to hear you all the way across Route 66.
Ah,
Route 66, which would spread through Albuquerque and, I'm thinking about this, New Mexico, where else? It is in New Mexico. All the way to California. It's a pretty big spread when you're talking about Route 66. I used to live off of Route 66 a long, long time ago. Yeah. Okay, how about this one? So that's good to hear. How about this one from Carl, who says, Kate, who do you think wins the Super Bowl? I'm trying to figure that out right now. Well, good luck. When you come up with the answer to that, will you please let me know? Call the show at 855-266-2283 or flip me an email at katedelaneyradio.com because I can't even make that prediction. Look, the Saints are playing well. The Rams are playing well. Patriots could always be in the middle of that. There's a lot of teams that could be there in the end. So I'm not. There's no limb to go out on. It's just too early to tell that at this point. I can look and tell you who I think has a great chance, but it's tough. I mean, even the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC East, who says they can't clear the board, win the East, and then go further in the playoffs, right? All right, how about this one? This one is from Thomas, and Thomas says, Kate, did you know that there is Apple tax on storage for the MacBook Air and the Mac Mini show? Man, so if you want more space, it means more money from what I understand. And it can be pretty pricey for what you decide you're going to go up to. Certainly much higher than whatever a basic would be. And if you wanted to get 128 gigabytes of storage, you could get it, but it would cost a lot more money. It is all about storage when we talk about computers, don't you think? I do. Yes, I do think that it is about storage because that's it. You run out of space. That happened to me. You run out of space, and then they want you to put extra into your plan. Yeah, no thank you. Sounds like fun, but I might have to just skip that one, right? It seems like everywhere you turn. Remember when TV was free? I was like two, but it was free. Now you have so many choices, and then you get the bill, and it's how much? I mean, crazy is what it is. All right, this is crazy, and somebody picked up on it. Lulu says, Kate Delaney, what about Les Moonves and his huge exit package? I guess it may not come true for him because of all these allegations. What do you think? $120 million to leave a network is pretty, pretty big. Well, yeah, so here's the thing. He's, of course, ousted, done, whatever, and there was a story in the New York Times that they posted about how he allegedly forced himself on a young actress years ago, then worked with her down-and-out agent to get her roles to keep her quiet after the Me Too movement exploded. And there was a whole bunch of text messages between Moonves and the agent who was looking to get back on top in Hollywood. His name is Marv Dewar. And the Times found evidence that they worked together to bury the 23-year-old sexual assault allegations by the actress Bobby Phillips. But what's interesting is instead they ended up sinking Moonves, who was forced out by CBS when they tried to hide it. Ooh. Nailing the score next here on ATM with me, Kate Delaney.
The United
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it's time to Nail the Score. It's the weekly fun game we play where you can win bragging rights and prizes if you nail the score of what I call the game of the week in the NFL. Hard to believe, but here we are. Deep into the season, week 13. What will the game of the week be? It can be anything from the Chargers and the Steelers on Sunday night to the Monday night game of the Redskins and the Eagles. How about the Vikings and the Patriots? That could be a pretty good game, too. How about the Bears and the Giants? The Bears should cream the Giants. All right, so the game of the week is the Thursday game. It's the Saints and the Cowboys. And this is a good game because you've got Drew Brees just having an incredible year and the Cowboys having a recent surge and maybe being able to take advantage of the very weak NFC East. And if they can take advantage of the NFC East, in the end, they could be in the money. I think it's very possible. It's funny because it didn't start off that way. It didn't look like the Cowboys would be in anything, but perhaps end of the year parades. And that's it. But in all seriousness, they really have a good shot. So this is a true, true test. And these guys know each other. Sean Lee, they're all friends, all that stuff. But there's so much crossover between New Orleans. So, for example, the New Orleans Saints coach is somebody who certainly is very familiar with the Dallas Cowboys, although he's been in New Orleans long, that it's almost kind of ridiculous to think that Sean Payton is a factor. But I don't know. There's always a little of that, right? Because of his dealings with the Cowboys, and like I said, he's been the head coach with the Saints for a very long time, 2006, in fact. But before that, and I covered him, he was with the Dallas Cowboys. He was an assistant head coach and a quarterback's coach, and he was so sought after. And who would know that he would go to New Orleans and be there for this entire time? Won a Super Bowl, won Coach of the Year. He was the Pro Bowl head coach a couple of times, including last time around. So he's had a great run with the Saints, and it doesn't look like it's ending anytime soon. And because they're surging, it's even that much sweeter, I would say. So Saints or the Cowboys on the Thursday Night Football from Jerry World, Arlington, Texas, in other words. Who do you think wins, and what do you think the final score is going to be? Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hello, Pete.
Jersey sales are up in Dallas. What is the spread on that?
The spread is that New Orleans is favored by 7.5. The over-under, just for grins, is 52.
52?
Yeah, they're thinking it's going to be a high-scoring game.
They're on crack. 28-19, New Orleans.
Ooh, 28-19, New Orleans, says Pete in Texas. Will you be watching the game?
All night long.
Yeah, this could be a good game to watch, I think. I think. We'll see. The first half could be different. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, there are some things, there are some cues you can take from the Peyton playbook to what he learned in those couple of years in Dallas. It's going to be fun, I think, Pete. All right, we got you locked and loaded. We're going to go to another Texan, Dan, in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, beautiful. Okay.
What do you think?
I'm going to pick New Orleans 40-27. Over Dallas.
Ooh.
This is going to be a slaughter.
A slaughter. Look good in the beginning, but then it's a slaughter. I guess
it's going to be a slaughter. They don't stand a chance. New Orleans is going to kick them where it hurts.
Hey, I like it.
You going to be on tomorrow night after the game?
Yeah, I'm on.
You're not going to be doing a rerun or anything, right? Because
I'm on.
A call and talk a little politics with you.
Ah. Let's do it. Call me. Plan on it. Lock it and load it.
And I will gloat about my coming close on the score.
Yes, I even said that on the air. You came close, Dan, in Texas. All right, so he's got New Orleans. Pete's got New Orleans. Let's see what Sharon in Maine has to say. Is she going to go with New Orleans or the Cowboys? I don't know. I'm going to say that there is a 50% chance she's going to go with New Orleans. Hello, Sharon.
Hello.
What do you think, Cher?
I'm going to go New Orleans 38-31.
I like it. So you liked it to be closer than these blowouts these other guys are predicting.
Well, it could be a blowout, but I'm going to stay with 38-31.
All right, Sharon, good luck. We got you in there. By the way, and I didn't always announce them, so I'm sorry for that, but we usually get anywhere from three to six people that will email the show right now or when I was already going to the phone lines to throw out their guesses. So feel free to be doing the same thing. Kate Delaney Radio. www.nailthesociety.com. Click on contact. And it's that easy. Don't worry, I'll retrieve your guests. And if you have the right guests, well, then you're going to win, right? You're going to win. Let's go to Nathan, the big football scholar that he is. Nathan, Saints and the Cowboys, what do you think?
Wait, I'm doing something. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Are you crunching the numbers just like the wise guys do?
I guess. There we go. Okay. Yes, I'm crunching numbers like the wise guys. That's my favorite thing.
What do you think?
I am a wise guy, aren't I?
Wise guy.
Jeez.
I love that expression. Wise guy.
Wise guy. I think I'm going to say... I'm definitely going with the Saints. We're going to go 31 to 18.
31 to 18, Saints, says Nathan. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, for me, I am going to say the Saints as well. I mean, it's got to be the Saints. I can't imagine. The Cowboys are playing well, but there's a reason why they're favored by New Orleans at least a touchdown, and I say New Orleans wins this by a score of, 30 to 27. 30 to 27. So that puts them just over, because I think that game goes over. If I were betting this game, of course I'm not a betting person. Actually, it doesn't matter, right? Now sports gambling is legal. But in all seriousness, that number, 52, for the point total, I think does go over. We'll see. Should be a good one. I mean, look, Ezekiel Elliott has been great in the last three games, but I think that defense is going to be pretty tough for him, even if he can shake off defenders. Michael Thomas is one of the favorite receivers for Drew Brees. He has a chance at a great game. Drew Brees could just blow it wide open. So this has the potential to be an exciting game to watch anyway, and that's why it has to be, to me, it has to be the game of the week, because some of the others are actually weak offerings. What could be good is some of them I mentioned, like the Vikings and the Patriots. I think that the Chargers and the Steelers could be good, because the Chargers, people aren't paying attention to the Chargers, but Phillip Rivers is having a good season, and the Chargers are looking pretty decent, and they've got Melvin Gordon, who just tears up yards. So that game might be pretty decent, too. Thanks to everybody who played. Rest assured, if you sent me an email, I will get you in the books. You could win. Nail the score. Good luck to everyone, and thanks to all of you for listening to this Hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.